The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
And then they lost.
Oh, I'm so tired. Why do they do this to me?
Overtime. And to then lose. They lost.
An overtime to lose is a slap in the face.
Ouch. Daddy's eyes aren't working well again this morning. When did I say we were going to adjust to this later? Staying evenings?
I don't know, but I feel worse today than I did the other day.
Robbie, I don't want to talk to her. Do you want to ask Robbie? How are we going to do? Is Robbie going to be okay here?
Yeah, Robbie went to bed. I'm sure of it.
I don't mean because he's tired. I don't know if he's going to be in a punching mood. Robbie's not here to punch the wall, the playoff stress wall. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, guys.
Robbie selling citywide 50-50 tickets. Oh, listen to that tone.
Listen to that tone, Robbie.
Yeah.
It's just, this is the roller coaster, right? It's just, it's so good and then it's so bad.
It was so close, Robbie.
And it's such a delicate balance being an Oiler fan because they have the ability to control our moods.
Uh-huh. And it sounds like they're controlling your mood today, Robbie.
Well, and that's the thing. Last time they won, I was on location for 50-50.
That's right.
And we did pretty good.
Yep.
I just have a feeling today people are just going to be too sad.
And that nobody's going to come?
Yeah.
Well, we're working on a two-day record. It's the best 2 days that we've had to start a 50-50 of all time.
They gave away theirs last night, their 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like $4 million.
Yep.
The worst.
So you can't even get a 50-50 with the Oilers now?
Well, I mean, they'll start a new one.
Now we're the new 50-50 game in town.
Exactly.
$10,400 or $420, but now Robbie's thinking that nobody's just going to come. The whole city's in like this weird state of mourning, even though it's just one game, and even though, you know, they play again tomorrow night, and it can the mood can turn around completely in one night.
I really hope Edmonton proves me wrong. And you know what? We do need something to look forward to. So coming to get a ticket could win you a lot of money. So I guess that is something to look forward to.
There's the salesman in Robbie. Yeah, citywide 50-50 today. Katie is – where's Katie? Katie's on at White Mud and Gateway, right? Around there, White Mud Calgary Trail at the A&W location. Where are you, Robbie?
Oh, I'm in Capilano at the A&W in Capilano, okay. 50th Street and 101st Ave.
Okay, very good. And that's where you can get your citywide 50-50 tickets starting now. Starting now.
Yep,
going
you got
right
it.
Through until 10 o'clock. It's the last day of this week that we'll be selling citywide 50-50 tickets. The great news, like we said, is we're off to our best two-day start ever with the 50-50.
Yeah,
already jackpot over $10,000.
That's great. That's great.
I might, and again, this is playing on the whole superstitious angle, I might have caused the loss last night.
How did you cause the loss?
Well, I got home. I was wearing my jersey the other for game one, right?
Yeah.
My sweet Mark Messier jersey. And so I had to wear it yesterday, right? Good luck's good luck. Had to wear the same outfit. And I took it off to cook dinner. I didn't want to get it, you know, anything stained.
What time were you cooking dinner?
At about 6:30. Then I left it off because, you know, it was all the way upstairs.
Okay.
And I didn't put it back on. And then it was, before you knew it, right, it was 2-0 for for Los Angeles.
Oh boy.
Right, wasn't it? Was it 2-0? Was that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, they got two, yeah.
And then I thought, I better go put my jersey on.
Good.
Right? And then I think that was in the second pit. Whatever the case was, while wearing the jersey, the game was tied. Then the game went on so late that I had to shower and get into bed and put my jammies on.
So you took the jersey off again.
I was going to watch overtime in bed, so I took the jersey off. And look what happened.
Huh.
So.
It's all on you, man.
Should have wore the jersey to bed, I guess.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I don't know.
You should have stayed up.
I should have. Well, I did. I stayed up. I was just in bed watching the last overtime.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought, what if it goes into, like, those four overtime things? What if we're signing up to one of those?
Oh, I'm glad we didn't.
That might be on me. I apologize. Rob, are you in a punching mood? Are they
You know what? I think all I really – what one thing that's going to make me feel better is coffee.
Okay.
And I just got one, so.
Okay, you start that coffee from A&W. Go see Robbie with the citywide 50-50. There is on our punching wall a sticker on game one, a happy Oilers sticker.
Yeah.
And yes.
Game two right there, that circle, that's ready for you to be punched tomorrow in our wall punching ceremony, Robbie.
I'm ready.
Okay, but not today.
No.
Not today.
Robbie's selling 50-50 tickets. Okay, thank you very much, Robbie.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
We'll chat with you throughout the morning. $5 for a ticket. Of course, you can buy as many as you like. We had many people buying like $100 worth yesterday. We had a lot of those,
that's
right?
So good.
Megan, you were in Stony Plain selling 50-50 tickets. It was a really, really good busy day in Stony Plain.
Yes.
What was the final total in Stony Plain?
Final total in Stony Plain.
It was almost $3,000.
It was $2,990.
Yeah. So you almost hit $3,000 in Stony Plain. We're doing really, really well. It's like people want to win a 50-50 this time around.
Almost. Yep. It's 50-50. Greatest thing going.
Someone won that Oilers one for $4 million last night?
I would imagine, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Katie on the phone. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
You can hear Katie's bubbling voice at 10 o'clock.
Bubbling voice?
Bubbly.
I think I'm bubbling.
Bright and bubbling?
Bubbling.
Well, we're all a little bubbling and boiling right now, Dylan. That's kind of the thing. If we're up this early for a damn overtime loss, then we're all going to be a little simmery right now.
Okay.
But starting at 10 o'clock here in studio. But this morning, she's up early, and she's at an A&W location with the Citywide 50-50. We just spoke with Robbie, who's in Capilano at the A&W there. You are White Mud and Calgary Trail-ish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just south of the White Mud on Calgary Trail.
All right. Go ahead. Hawk your wares. What's happening? What's going on? What do you? Why should people come and see you and buy 50-50 tickets? Because of the jackpot, do you think? They want to win money, do you
think? Well, we are over $10,000 for the jackpot in 2 days. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far we've made $5.
There
today,
it is.
So.
Oh, no.
Come help us out.
Very nice. Good start. Good start.
Not the best.
Right. Glad you got up for that. Hey, Katie.
Yep.
Okay.
The coffee's good, though.
Today's the final day to bring cases of Canada Dry ginger ale to either Katie or Robbie with the Citywide 50-50. Grandma Rosie's birthday is the day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Her 90th birthday, and she wants her some ginger ale.
We're
right?
So close, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Katie. We'll speak with you throughout the morning, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Well,
thanks, guys.
We've got a big problem here, Dylan. You might want to shut your seat over to the right, because I don't know if you want to get too close to you-know-who sitting to your left.
Why? What's going on over here?
Well, this is Nicholas. Hi, Nicholas.
Hello.
Nicholas is on one hand, he's being very sweet. He's saying, hey, Pepper, don't worry about the fact that you took your jersey off to have a shower before the overtime started.
And ruined everything.
And ruined everything, because Nicholas, well, he's blaming somebody else. What happened, Nicholas? What was the bad luck? Why are we responsible?
Right before the game started on Kiss917 Instagram, they had La Bamba playing.
First of all, I'm going to mention, it was not before the game started. It was not before.
When would it go up?
It went up.
That sounds guilty, doesn't it, Dylan?
Yeah, it really does.
Really jumped to guilt right away. Okay. We didn't say who put it up there, Megan.
Nicholas
said he noticed it before the game. All right, when did it go up, Megan?
It went up about 7 minutes into the first period.
Nicholas, yes. Did you see it 7 minutes into the first period, or did you see it before? Okay, so it wasn't until the game started that you saw it, but you thought, well, how on earth can this have possibly been made in 7 minutes, right? Megan, when did you start working on that post before it went up?
Oh, good question.
We're talking about a minute.
Okay, all right.
How long do you think it takes me to do it?
You know how long it would take me to do that? I'd be lucky to have it up by the end of the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I shoulder all the blame. It's me. I knew it was coming, too.
But even if it was during the game, it's bad luck to play La Bamba during it. It's only good luck to play it after the game,
Megan. I thought it was if you played it before the game.
Okay, so, Nicholas, you're saying that we here at Kiss 91.7 are responsible, but it's just Megan's fault, not mine.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Okay. I'll take that. I will take that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nicholas.
It was not your fault.
Okay, thank you. I hope you're not too tired, Nicholas, this morning.
Nope. I'm good.
Okay.
To me, it seemed like
thank you.
It would have been like Skinner's fault, kind of.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he let in more goals.
No, Dylan, you're still subscribed. You're so new at watching and following along with sports.
I don't understand.
You're still subscribing to that the players have anything to do with it. It's about us and our routines and the underwear we choose to wear and the things we do during the day when a game is scheduled.
It makes you sound crazy.
It does. I understand that, Dylan.
Okay.
But
as I was putting the song on it, I thought, is this okay? And then I was like, I think it's okay.
There can't be anything wrong
because
with that.
Because the way that they beat them in the first game, I was like, there's no chance.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So you went and you took a liberty, and now look what's happened.
Yeah, I take the blame. I'm sorry to all of the Edmonton Oilers affected by my decision. I regret it deeply.
Okay.
I will never do it again.
Okay.
So our boss, Leanne, please don't ever ask me to make an Oilers post
so
again.
That's on her. So now we're passing the buck.
Yeah, let's pass the buck.
Okay, all right. Well, Dylan, I mean, I know you don't subscribe to any of these ridiculous superstitions.
I don't.
I mean, your friend, too, who works at Jack's Burger Shack and has been providing the coaching staff with burgers on certain game days. Is it worth asking? Did they ask for burgers yesterday?
Not that I know of,
that you know of, you see?
They did not.
They win when they get burgers. They don't win when they don't.
It seems a little more reasonable that the coaching staff and people who are actually involved in the game could have some sort of outcome on the game.
We're all involved in the game, Dylan. Yeah. We watched the game.
I did watch it.
You know? All those eyes watching the game, all those TVs that are turned on, the TV cameras are heavier. It affects the gravitational pull in the arena. It's all a big science thing, Dylan.
Okay.
That seems about legit, doesn't it?
I don't know. It's just sad, really.
Okay, so Dylan thinks Megan and I are weird when it comes to packing underwear for a vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know why you haven't. I'm surprised, Dylan, that you do think the way you think with this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we've got that here this morning. Plus, as a grown adult, I have discovered one of the biggest nuisances that can happen to you.
Oh.
It's happening to me right now, and I don't think, Dylan, I'm going to follow through with the only thing I can do to fix it. Oh, I'm putting my foot down.
With what?
With this nuisance and what big banks expect us to do.
Okay.
I'm fighting the big banks, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
See, this is the kind of optimism we need on a day where we stayed up even later than we did earlier this week.
Way too late.
On a day when the Oilers unfortunately lost. This is the kind of optimism we need from a fella named Chris.
Okay.
Chris texts in, "Hey, the Oilers lost just means they can win it on home ice now."
Hey. Is that what that means?
That's what that means.
Perfect.
There you go. There's your optimism. Isn't that nice? He's right, too.
Yeah.
See? And it means we get to hear Robbie punch a wall.
Right? I'm excited for that. I wish I could punch it for you, Robbie, just because of how tired I am today.
But that's the beauty of the wall. Dylan, I would be willing to gift you a punch.
Oh, but not the first punch.
Yeah, come on. The first punch, Robbie. I mean, I'll take a punch throughout the series.
This is the Robbie Stoops playoff wall. He has a history of punching a wall. In fact, they showed highlights from the game last night. That is the culprit that led to Robbie to punch a wall back like 4 years ago.
They showed that Corey Perry goal.
Yeah, that's right. They showed a goal last night. And I thought, turned to my fiance. I said, that's why we built the wall.
Yeah.
Right there. Yes. That reason. We got to work the next day. There was a hole in the wall because of Robbie.
Oh, I would be so mad.
Why couldn't that Corey Perry score a goal yesterday?
I think he did, didn't he?
Well, one that was
maybe not. I don't
in
know
overtime.
I don't know who did. Not enough, Dylan.
No.
But that's why the wall is here, so Robbie can punch a hole right there under in the square titled game number two.
Oh.
And game number one has a happy Oilers sticker on it.
Right.
Game number two, not so much.
No.
Robbie's going to be punching the wall, but he can't do it today because he's selling 50-50 tickets.
Nah.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I don't. Do you want Dylan to punch it for you?
I'm open to guessing it because I know that the wall could help so many people.
Okay.
And I'm not alone in the frustration and just the way the Oilers can make you feel. So
I was so frustrated yesterday, and like I know that I'm not the super fan that Robbie is.
Yeah, Dylan's eyes are closed right now. He's trying to sleep while he's working. Right now.
I feel your pain, man.
Look at you.
I was so excited because like I turned on the TV. I got home a little bit late, and I turned on the TV, and they were down.
Yeah.
I thought, oh crap! And all of a sudden, they start coming back, and then it's a tied game, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yep.
This is so good. I'm so into this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, L.A. gets a goal, and then I don't know.
Yeah.
I know.
And then I was just like, what the heck is happening? Yeah. It's going to overtime. I'm like, okay, the coach is probably going to go back into their little room.
They'll have their oranges.
And they'll sit there, and the coach will say, hey, guys, we should win. And then they'll win.
Right.
Turns out the coach forgot to say that.
Or that both coaches did.
Oh, darn it.
And then we were at a stalemate.
That's what happened.
Hey, we get to see Will Ferrell tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Will Ferrell will probably be there. He was last year, remember? He had his face painted and the whole deal. So we get to see that tomorrow night.
There's
and we would if they won anyway.
I do love what you said, Chris said there, where we get to win it on home ice now.
Look at the bright side.
I do love that.
Look at the bright side.
Sure.
Citywide 50-50. That's why Robbie is on the phone right now. He's selling tickets right through until 10 o'clock. Thank you to everybody in Stony Plain and Sherwood Park who gave us a record-setting second day yesterday.
Yeah.
So we are, if you add up the first day and the second day, we're at the best point we've been in the history of the Citywide 50-50. $10,420 is the jackpot that we start our morning with this morning after only 2 days of selling 50-50 tickets. Robbie's in at the A&W in Capilano. Is it a slow start this morning?
A little slow, yeah. We're at the one on 50th Street and 101st Ave.
Right.
Okay.
It's good. We did have Big Brown Bill do a digital Big Brown today.
Hey. Let's give it to him. Big Brown, someone threw one down. I know. Big Brown. Big Brown. I know.
We'll take it.
Big Brown, Big Brown.
With that $100, yeah. Robbie, where are you?
What are we sitting at now? We got close to $200. All 150.
150. Yeah, okay. Look, slow morning. We had that after game one. Slow, tired morning. He's optimistic as Chris is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've got the root bear down here, too, so come for a hug.
The root bear.
Nice.
Hey, real quick, Robbie, when you go on holidays, and not camping, because I imagine camping is a different animal when you go mountain climbing, but when you go on a holiday, how many extra pair of underwear do you pack?
For how many days?
Say you're going for 4 days.
For 4 days? I know it seems excessive. I bring 8.
Yes. Yes.
Just 2 a day.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's right. Just in case, because you never know.
So weird.
Yeah.
Right? Rarely do you ever need to know, but you never do know. So you bring an extra pair for every day, correct?
And they don't take up much space, so it's easy to just put a couple more in.
The hazard in doing it? Exactly, Robbie.
I always try to put in a sexy pair, too, just in case.
A sexy pair? What the heck is a sexy pair?
You know, like a tight pair of Calvin Klein's or something. Just in case.
Yeah.
In case what?
You know, you never know, Dylan. Okay. You just...
All right.
Because you never know who you're going to meet.
Dylan says we're weird that we shouldn't be bringing a pair for every day.
What, Dylan?
That is very weird.
Let me rephrase. An extra pair for every day.
No, when you're packing your underwear for a trip, you pack one per day.
Yeah.
I understand bringing extra. That makes sense in my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when have you ever pooped your pants 7 days in a row? And ruin, like, when has that ever happened?
But
when
could it not?
In my entire life, I have never had 7 days in a row where I have had to soil.
But it's not just that. What if somebody pushes you into a puddle? What?
There you go. Exactly.
Exactly.
What if you
spill food on your lap? Spill a coffee on your lap?
I have never in my life had 7 days in a row of bad luck underwear.
Well, life must be pretty nice for you.
You haven't either. Nobody has.
Not 7 days, but I would. Where's the better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, Dylan?
Exactly.
There's other things that can go in. Like why? I don't need to put in a bunch of extra
underwear.
In
your suitcase?
Yeah.
They roll them up. They take up a little bit of room.
No, because when you're bringing stuff back, you want to bring a lot of stuff back.
See, Megan's also an extra pair for every single day person here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, you never know when a pair is going to get a hole.
Yep.
Okay. You
well, that, that too.
A dinner with a hole in your crotch.
Yeah.
And you're always going somewhere humid, right? Humid, it gets sweaty. You want to have multiple pairs a day sometimes.
Nothing better than a nice fresh pair of underwear after an afternoon
or
shower.
What about an impromptu, let's just jump in the water?
There you go.
Yeah.
Ocean resort. You don't have any trunks.
Some soaking wet some
could get sand could get in some.
Sounds like you guys could really use a bathing suit.
Sometimes that has to be a backup.
All of you really need to invest in one or two swimsuits, and I think you'll be fine.
No.
You have a weird thing with underwear.
You do.
What? It was my weird thing. I just have never soiled myself 7 days in a row. But to be honest, I don't think I've ever soiled myself.
It's not
okay.
fun. Let me tell you. Yeah, it's not a joy. It's a good thing I have all that underwear.
Yeah.
I never know when it's going to happen, Dylan. But when it does, you're grateful you packed all that underwear.
I've been close, but I don't think I have as an adult. And I never have, 7 days in a row.
It's not about just soiling yourself.
You have to be ready.
You have to be ready. Ready.
Just in case that that is the week that you just pooped yourself.
But it's also like, Robbie, what if you decide to go for a jog?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
exactly. Oh, damn, I sweat a whole bunch. Now I've just got this one day of underwear. I got to make it last all day.
Yeah.
And then
you know
imagine
when you just decide to go for a jog out of nowhere, Dylan, while you're on vacation?
Yes. Yeah.
All the
vacation
time.
Jog? Oh, yeah.
It's on a jog to go get that jerk chicken.
Yeah.
When you're just
you never know,
to
Dylan.
Get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm wrong.
See, you are all on the same side.
This text message says you shower and then you change your underwear, so twice a day.
Yep.
Here's the thing that you need to know about Dylan. Dylan only changes his underwear. Correct me if I get this wrong, because I'm trying to remember from a previous conversation. You only change your underwear after your shower.
Yes.
So, and you shower at night.
Yes.
So you'll put on new underwear after your shower before bed.
Yeah.
You'll take that underwear off.
Yep.
And this morning, you put on last night's underwear from after the shower. Because you haven't showered since, right?
Well,
I just I get out of the shower. Yeah. I put on new underwear.
Right.
And I just continue on until I shower again.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're wearing the same underwear right now.
From last night's shower.
From after last night's shower.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But that sleep didn't reset your underwear count.
Why would it?
Why would I rely on you for underwear advice then?
I do.
Because what you don't know what your body's doing in its sleep.
I know it's not pooping itself.
Well, it might be ripping things. You know?
You guys are weird to me.
I don't think so.
See, text message says, what about those that go commando? Okay, well, those that go commando, they don't need to pack extra underwear.
No.
But they also certainly wouldn't want an accident, I'll tell you that much.
Exactly.
Right, man?
Oh,
they've got a real problem on their hands.
There is no barrier.
There's nothing going on
Nothing.
There.
So do you pack a lot of pants if you're in the commando situation?
Well, I've never been in the commando world, Dylan. The furthest I got was private. All right, go see Robbie with the citywide 50-50 in Capilano at the A&W. Katie is at White Mud and Calgary Trail right there till 10 o'clock. Let's hope for another record-setting day today. If we can do three straight days of records... Right, we had a first day record. We had a second day record.
Yeah.
We can have a third. I don't know if anybody's been keeping track of the third day records and totals. But if we can get to $15,000 today, oh boy, will that reset the bad news from last night? Right,
we can.
Okay,
we can. We will.
Uh huh.
We can. We will.
We will. We can.
We should.
And we should.
Yeah,
we do.
Yes,
we might.
I ho.
Bye, Robbie.
Bye, guys.
Go see Robbie. Bye. Get your 50-50 tickets. $5 each. Also taking credit card, debit card, cash, the whole deal.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Sitting over here, Dylan.
Yeah, you are.
I've got the screen in front of us and, you know, all the buttons and the songs and all the little sound effects. I've got that in front of me right now.
Yeah.
I don't know whether or not to press this button or not. I don't know if this is the day that we press this button or
what
not.
What is the button?
Well, should I yes or no? Should I press it?
Yes,
I don't know if
button.
I should press it. Okay, fine. Here we go.
Go Oilers, go oh! Go Oilers, go oh! Go Oilers, go oh! Go Oilers, go go go!
I mean, we still want them to go.
We do want them to go. Well, we don't want them to go. We want them to go.
Maybe you want them to go harder.
Yeah, we want them to go harder. Is that right?
Something happened.
Right. Here's Nick. Hey, Nick. Nick, are you there? No, that's Katie.
Oh,
hi, guys.
Hang on, Katie. God darn it, anyway. There we go. Hi, there's Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. So, Nick, Dylan, you're going to love every little piece of Nick here.
Okay.
Nick's on your side.
Oh, good to hear,
what
Nick.
What are you talking about? What a freak. Why are you on Dylan's side here?
Well, the way I see it, if on the showering note, if you're going to bed clean, you're going to wake up clean.
Oh, on, right? on the whole, why he'll put a pair of underwear on after a shower, but then he doesn't shower in the morning. He gets out of bed and he puts those same underwear on.
I don't put them on. They're
already on.
What? Yes. Hold on. I thought you took them off and maybe put shorts on. You sleep in those underwear?
Of course I sleep in the underwear.
You're wearing the same underwear. Did I know this? I know we had this conversation
probably.
A while ago.
I don't know what you
know. It's still just as jarring to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing the underwear you slept through the night in right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. And you are too, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why am I going to listen to anything Nick has to say after this?
You
all his
shower
is out the
and
window.
Put on underwear and then wake up and put on new underwear?
Correctamundo.
Well, that's a waste of underwear.
Well, no, after my shower at night, no, I put my jammies on.
Yeah, after
I don't put
shower,
on underwear after no my shower.
What do you mean? You're a grown
you're
up.
You're commando under the pajamas?
Yeah, that's weird.
Of course I'm commando under the pajamas.
So. And you wear the same pajamas every day?
A couple times, and then they go in the laundry.
Well, then you can't make that argument, can you?
You just got me. Absolutely. You really got me. Exactly. You painted me into a real partner here. I don't know how to get out. But, Nick, when you go on holiday, say you're going for 4 days, how many extra pair of underwear do you pack?
I pack 5 pairs, just one
what?
For emergency.
What a risk taker.
Oh, my gosh.
What if you're going somewhere where there isn't an underwear shop?
Yeah. That is an extreme reach there, Pepper.
I know, but I'm trying here because I can't.
Nick, I got a question for you because I'm just curious if you are, we sound similar so far. Have you ever gone on vacation before?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you've made it through, have you, with the one extra pair of underwear?
Absolutely.
Wow, what a savant.
Yeah, but Dylan, you never know.
It's nice to have options.
All it would take is two. Anybody can have two needs for an underwear. Again, it's not just accidents. Mm-hmm. It's, again, falling into a pool, deciding getting caught in the rain.
If you're at the pool, why aren't you in swim trunks?
Because you're walking by it and somebody pushes you in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another reach, but I could see your argument. But
no, it's such a reach. If you're on a vacation with a pool situation, so I don't know, Mexico, Dominican, Cuba,
okay,
you're in bathing suit almost 24/7.
Okay,
oh, absolutely.
The nice dinners.
The nice dinners.
When you go out to the dinner.
You're going out to
a
nice dinner, you decide to go for a little walk on the dock, a little sunset walk on the dock, and you get pushed into the ocean. Oh, well, don't have any underwear.
It's a good thing I brought that one extra pair for that one day I fell into the water.
He's too logical for me, Dylan. I can't handle it.
Yeah, you don't like logic.
All right,
I know.
See you later, Nick.
Take care, guys.
Good morning.
I don't know about that.
I agree, Megan.
I actually pack my entire underwear drawer when I go on vacation.
Yeah, what happens if you lose your luggage and come home, you're underwearless.
That's what it's happened before.
Oh, what about socks, Dylan? Dare I ask how many socks you bring on a vacation?
Socks for the amount of days, maybe one extra pair.
That's it?
Yeah, if I'm on vacation, I'm normally in sandals.
But what if you're not in a, like, you're on vacation, you're in somewhere where it's not sandally? I don't know.
Manitoba.
Denver, Manitoba. Yeah, you're on vacation in Manitoba in the fall.
Never.
You'd never go on vacation?
No. Okay. What do I want that for?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
4 day vacation. How many pair of underwear are you packing in total?
I'm bringing 20.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You never know.
That's a more reasonable answer. That's it. It's just you never know.
Nothing
can go wrong if you don't use them. Everything can go wrong if you don't have them.
The thing
if
about you
don't
you
bring
ne-
them, you don't, yes. You know, you got to be prepared. Yeah.
The thing about you never know is we all know. We've all done it.
No. But I feel like maybe you just don't have as bad a luck.
Oh, my goodness.
One day it's going to happen, Dylan. This is what's going to happen, Megan. We're going to be on vacation together.
Yes.
This is what's... I'm telling you right now. Katie, write it down. This is going to happen. We're going to be on vacation together for some reason. Okay? We've done it before, Dylan.
Yeah.
We're going to be away somewhere, right? Okay. But even if it's like to Toronto for one of those commercial shoots, something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a knock on my hotel door. Because Dylan doesn't like to share rooms, by the way, whenever we go away together.
You always want to share rooms.
No sleepover?
No, and I'll get a knock on my door, and I'll get, hey, man, do you have any extra underwear?
I will never ask you for your underwear ever. You don't have to worry about this ever.
I've only packed one pair, and I've already burned through that pair.
Uh-huh. I would cut my pants into underwear before asking you
And then you're asking to wear my underwear.
That's not for me.
Would you rather
wear would you ask your friend for an extra pair of underwear?
I don't know.
Katie, just south of White Mud on Calgary Trail at the A&W for Citywide 50-50. How's it going this morning?
Big blues. We've made two. Woo.
$10, huh?
Yeah. Actually, no, we're at $30.
$30?
Now.
Oh, that's
30.
Still
yeah.
terrible.
That
it's
is
just
really
a rotten
bad.
Performance in the
stinky.
First hour. Yeah, okay. But it's, where are we, whatchamacallit here? It's Calgary Trail and who's it? The White Mud?
Just south of the White Mud. Like, I'm waving to all the cars. There's so many.
There's like nobody on the road yet, Dylan.
Yes, okay.
It's later in the day that people come by. That's a rush hour, A&W.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a drive-in while you're on Calgary Trail, A&W. It'll get busy later.
Okay?
Katie.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Power of positive thinking. Just like Chris earlier, who said now the Oilers get to win the series on home ice.
Sure.
Chris is thinking we're all being optimistic this morning.
We need to be.
Katie, what is the mood of everybody you're with thanks to the Oilers game last night?
Well, we're all a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was an exciting one, even though we lost.
It was exciting, yeah, at the very least, right? It gave us something to do last night.
We got to overtime. You know, like, we're excited, but we're tired.
Okay.
Could have been better.
Could have been better. It could have had a better outcome. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Okay. See you later there, Katie. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, so who's punching this wall then? Are you taking the punch over, or are we going to save it for Robbie tomorrow?
It's up to him, though.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just anticlimactic if he punches it tomorrow, you know? All that anger will be gone.
I know. He'll be happy by the end of the day.
Text message from Jill. It says, enough of the underwear talk. When is Pepper getting his neck tattooed? We've got developments on the neck tattoo.
Oh, good.
Okay, that'll be coming up.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast!
We had a text message from another Megan. Not that Megan over there, but a different Megan, Dylan. There's more than one Megan.
Okay.
Megan asks, please clarify, did the Oilers coaches and training staff have Jack's Burger Shack last night before the game?
As far as I know,
yes,
they did not.
Well, that's just getting weirder then.
I phoned to yesterday because I wanted to park downtown. And so I just wanted to make sure.
Were you at the game?
No, no. We were out for a birthday dinner.
Oh, okay.
Listen, when I talked to him, he didn't mention it. Therefore, he would have mentioned it. I'm confirming this morning, though. I've sent him a text message to make sure he was not responsible for that.
Okay. But again, his is a little different in that it's only one time when they're in town for home games.
That's what it has been.
So... He gave them food the other day for Monday, the game that they Monday, the game that they won. What did he say?
I said, confirming you are not responsible for that loss.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I am responsible because they didn't eat my burgers yesterday for luck.
Oh, I'm off the hook.
So we've got two's responsible a little bit. We've got Megan's responsible a ton.
Nice.
Because she played La Bamba on an Instagram post while the game was happening. Everybody knows you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
I took my Oilers jersey off to have a shower before overtime. We're all a little responsible.
Okay, so
sorry, players.
How does it work
now? We let you down.
They go to L.A. for two games.
Correct, Monday.
One's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the other one's Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Then they come back for one? Then they go to L.A. for one? Then they come back for one? How does that work?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, so then they could have Jack's each one time.
Correct. Yeah, the Jack's Burger Shack good luck charm will be put to its test now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
We will definitely get one more here on Wednesday, right? Wednesday is when Game 5 is scheduled for, I believe. Not Tuesday. It's scheduled for Wednesday.
If they don't order burgers, that would be really embarrassing.
They've got to order burgers. They have to.
Yeah.
Can he not bring them even though they haven't ordered them, though?
I think, is that not messing with it?
I don't know. Okay, so the streak, in a weird way, stays alive because they didn't order the burgers yesterday. We're keeping a very close eye on that.
They
and
should have.
An eye on you, Megan, with your La Bamba Instagram post.
That's right.
All right, let's do this.
It's Pepper and Dylan, Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
This is Katie on the phone. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
So we're really going hard with Citywide 50-50 over the next month because we want this to be the biggest one yet. So far, so good. 2 days in, that's it.
Yeah.
We've got a full month of this thing before we give away the grand prize, the jackpot. But our first 2 days are the best 2 days yet. Katie is selling tickets right now till 10 this morning.
Yeah, we started with $10,420 this morning. Katie, last time we talked to you, you added $30 to the pot.
$30, huh?
Okay, well, people are taking pity. They're bringing their big browns out. So I've got a few big brown shout-outs to do.
Okay,
nice.
There we go. Love a good big brown.
Big brown, big brown. Someone threw one down. Big brown, big brown. Someone threw one down.
Big brown, big brown. Yeah.
All right. Shout-out to Nancy, Emma, Adrian, and Kevin. With their help, we're at $490.
Nice. That's a pick-me-up.
And they were all $100 bills?
Well, some of them were virtual, but it's a stretch. We need help here.
You got to play the song for $100.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, Pepper.
Nancy drove all the way from Leduc because she heard us struggling.
With
an actual big brown.
Does she know we're going to be in Leduc in a couple of weeks?
She does. Next
Thursday, a week from today.
Yeah, she'll probably get more tickets there, but
she better drop $100 big brown there to make up for it. We gave her the song. It's an IOU as far as
I'm concerned. Why do you make everything difficult?
All right. Go see Katie. Robbie's in Capilano, which when we talk to Robbie next, Dylan,
yeah,
remind me to bring up that I think he's playing a prank on me, but I don't know. He's put me in a very awkward position.
Why? What?
He sent me a text yesterday, and I don't know if he's testing me or not.
I'm interested.
So Katie is at White Mud and Calgary Trail Gateway. What do you call that? Calgary Trail?
Yeah, it's Calgary Trail.
Yeah, okay. That's where you can find her. You can take cash for the big browns.
Mm-hmm.
Or Katie looks the other way when you tap or swipe.
Hey, 100 bucks is 100 bucks to me.
Hey, no, you know what? No, but let me. So here's what has been happening to me.
What is? Why is this something always happening to you?
Has anybody run it? I'm sure everybody has. I'm sure this happens to everybody at one point in their lives. Their chip card doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
Well, mine doesn't work either.
Have you tried to get through life without a chip card?
What do you?
It's not good.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well.
I tried
to
get gas the other day. You know, you got to put it in there, which a lot of people think might be this, by the way. I don't think it is.
Okay.
But you know, I put my chip card, and it got declined. You feel like a real degenerate, right, when your credit card keeps getting declined?
Yeah.
Well, mine gets declined for different reasons.
Well, and that's it. For me, I'm like, yeah, this is totally possible. It's finally happened. They finally looked. But my chip doesn't work, and I was at the Canadian Tire yesterday, Dylan.
Oh, what were you getting at the Canadian Tire? Walk me through what you got.
I was getting a couple surprises.
For whom?
It's a surprise, Dylan. You can't tell who the surprise is for when you're getting surprises.
Is it for me?
And I was getting some dishcloths. I love a good Frank's.
Canadian Tire dishcloth.
Frank's dishcloths.
Wow.
The green ones.
What? Okay.
Chef's kiss. Anyway, my total was over $300.
What kind of surprises were these?
Well, these are nice dishcloths, Dylan.
Wow. That's an expensive dishcloth.
And my credit card wouldn't work.
Okay.
Just wouldn't work.
Well, because you're probably tapping over the limit.
Yes. But the chip doesn't work. And then the swipe doesn't work because they're on to you by that point because your chip didn't work.
Sure.
They're like, nice try, bucko.
Yeah.
We know your chip doesn't work. We're not letting your swipe work. But the tap, it was too much for tap.
Yeah.
So you know what I had to do?
No.
I had to do it in two transactions.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeesh. But here's the problem. All right? Yeesh. And this is where I'm good, Dylan.
Yeah.
Finding even bigger problems with my issues.
Okay.
Or issues with my problems.
One of the two.
If I order a new card, which I'm sure is something as simple as like going online and saying, hey, I need a new card.
Yep.
You know what comes with a new card, right?
Nothing.
Ugh.
A new number.
So no. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I get a new credit card.
No, they give you the exact same number.
My whole life is connected to that number. Every time I buy something, my Netflix, my everything, I'm going to turn on Netflix one day and it's going to go, sorry, man. Nothing's working for you today.
It's the same number.
You got to go into the mainframe infrastructure. You got to change your number.
I'm talking.
Especially when you go and buy something and your credit card comes up, how handy is it? It makes me buy things more.
But they give you the same number.
I thought they give you a different number.
No,
but you have to change the expiry date still.
You know when it expires, you get a different number, don't you?
Nope.
Same
number.
Is that true?
Yep.
I don't know if that's true, bucko.
I just got a new one.
Did you?
Yep. Same number.
But if it gets stolen, you have to get a new number,
right?
That's
different, yeah.
Because that's happened to me a lot. Kay. But it's never stolen. I just leave my wallet places and then find it after I've replaced the credit card. Ugh.
Yeah, don't worry. It's the exact same number.
So it'll be the same number?
Yep.
But you know when you do lose a card and you have to get a new number?
I don't lose.
There is nothing worse than putting your life through changing your credit card number. Because we use it for everything.
You do, all
of a sudden, everything in your life starts getting declined.
Yeah.
What about when they give you a new PIN, though? I swear they give you a new card. It might be the same number, but they'll give you a new PIN. Oh. And that freaks me out every single time.
You can just go to the bank and change your PIN. Why are you guys at
the only perk? The only perk to getting a new credit card. Yes or no? 917-917. Katie, tell me. Please tell me you're on board, because I'm feeling like I'm drowning over here in a lack of support.
I support you.
The best thing about getting a new credit card is that little glue they use to stick it to the paper.
Peel that off and ball it up,
right? Yeah. A synthetic booger of sorts. I love that thing.
Yeah, you put it between both fingers.
Oh,
yeah.
I can play with that all day.
Yeah.
It just comes off so nice, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It does. I just got my first credit card this year.
Oh, little baby's growing up.
Yeah, and mine, I got to pick a picture to put on it, and that was so exciting for me.
You got a picture on your
credit
card? Wow.
I've never got to do that.
Why is it the little gluey gummy stuff on the back of the credit card comes off so easily, but the sticker with the phone number to activate your card?
Oh, yeah.
It's so hard to get off. Use the same stuff. Right? Why are you contracting out two different adhesive companies?
They are. They're definitely not the same company.
It makes no sense to me. Anyway, Katie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Till 10 o'clock, Dylan.
Wow.
She's been there a while, I guess.
This says, I work at a bank. You only get a new number if you ask or if there's been fraud. You can change your PIN in most branches.
Okay. Well, I'm never going to ask for a new number.
No.
You kidding me?
No.
My phone has remembered it.
Yeah.
It does me such great favors.
It really does.
I love it when it remembers my credit card.
Hey, Katie, can you see if anyone wants to bring ginger ale this morning as well for Grandma Rosie's birthday on Saturday?
Yeah.
I'd love you if you could just throw them into your car when you come back. That would be amazing.
Absolutely. Once people get here.
Okay. See you later. Go see Katie. Robbie's also, he's in Capilano selling 50-50 tickets. Yes, of course. It is Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday on Saturday. So please bring some ginger ale so we can give her as much ginger ale as possible.
Yes. What, someone's texting in, and I agree right here. The glue sticky from the back of the credit card should be due to the day.
It should be.
You know what? Like, it is.
Honestly?
It is. Yeah. You know what? It deserves it. And it's been a while since we've had a credit card situation with due to the day.
Yeah.
But if we could award due to the day to the sticky stuff and not the front sticky stuff, we're talking about the back sticky stuff, which is that, you call it, the synthetic booger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For due to the day?
Yeah, I've got it here.
All right.
Let's give it to the sticky stuff on the back of a credit card.
Where are the good dudes go? We'd like to know. So the search is on. For the best dude in the world.
It's been a 19-plus year search for the best dude in the world. A dude can be a guy, a dude can be a girl, a dude can be a they, and sometimes a dude can be an inanimate object like it is today. The sick, sticky stuff on the back of a credit card, when you get it in the mail, that helps it stick to the paper.
Yep.
That gummy, rubbery substance, whatever it is, you are the dude of the day.
Someone else asking, and it is a good question.
Yeah.
Pepper, why aren't you just using the digital wallet for your tap?
Yeah, that's what I had to do for a while.
Does that not have a maximum?
No.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I
did not know that.
I think you can control it.
I thought a tap is a tap is a tap.
I think that the tap that you have associated with your card, that amount, would be equivalent to what is in your Apple wallet. Like, it still won't let you tap.
So I
got to
change that.
So if you want to do more, but
they're expensive dishcloths, Dylan.
I understand. There's a lot of dishcloths.
That's good, man.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I don't know if this is helpful. You okay?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just choked on
you
my
anything?
My
you
air.
Help me in any way?
No, thank you.
For those that didn't know, like I didn't know, I have to replace my credit card because the stupid chip isn't working anymore. And I didn't want to replace my credit card because I thought I had to change my number on every single thing.
Yeah.
Think about the everything that has your credit card number.
Yeah, I just did this recently.
It doesn't sound safe, to be honest with you.
It's actually really not that hard, to be honest, because I just did this recently.
Yeah.
I went from a MasterCard to a Visa, so the numbers were different.
Okay.
And if you just go to your last statement.
Yeah.
You just see the seven things. You go online, and it just, like, I would like to switch my number, and it takes, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Wait. They make a thing where you can wholesale change everything at
once? No. You just go
through
each one of them.
They should, though, shouldn't they? Isn't that an even better idea?
It would be nice.
All right?
It would be. But it was really not that hard, is all I'm saying.
But apparently, it says a banker here, if you report your card is damaged, you keep the number and everything that goes along with it. It's only if it's stolen. Oh, okay. Well, next time I get a card stolen, I'll just say it's damaged.
No, don't do that.
That takes care of that.
That's a bad idea.
Problem solved.
Oh, boy.
Citywide 50-50 is underway. It's starting to pick up where Katie is a little bit. Is it starting to pick up where you are, Robbie, in Capilano?
Yeah, it has, actually. I missed Katie's update. What was she at?
Katie was at $300 or $490.
Yeah, $490.
Okay, that's pretty good. I think we're closing in on $700.
$700? Okay. Well, I mean, we've been there 2 hours now. Capilano A&W. Thank you, A&W, for hosting these and sponsoring Citywide 50-50 again for another year. Katie's at White Mud and Calgary Trail. We're already in rarefied air for our first 2 days. This is the best 2 days total that we've had so far. We're on day number three today. Grand prize will be May 24th. First early bird prize, May 10th, and that's $1,000 at Mr. Loop. May 17th will be the second and final early bird prize, which is a bicycle that
the
you don't even
e-bike.
Need to be on.
Yeah, $4,300.
Gets around on its own. A self-driving bicycle.
It's not really. It's an e-bike.
But we're giving that away. So get your tickets early. Today's the last day this week to do it. A lot of folk are, they're saying, morning times, I can't make it during the morning. I'm out on the seas early.
Right.
And, hey, don't worry about it, Captain. We will be at the sidewalk sale, too, selling 50-50 tickets.
You got it, May 11th.
So the whole sidewalk sale, we'll be doing that. And, yes, we are still giving away tables. We're just really trying to give as much focus and energy as we can to the 50-50 to try and give as much money to you, the ticket winner, and to you, the kids sport people. It was going so well.
It was. You were there, and then you lost it.
So you're at $700, Robbie.
Yeah.
Any ginger ale, Robbie?
Zero ginger ale.
That's no good. It's Grandma Rosie's birthday on Saturday.
I heard you were here late yesterday planning, Robbie.
You say that again?
I heard you were here late yesterday planning the ginger ale situation.
I was, because I really want to make the display look good, and I'm just trying to plan out the amount of cases we need.
Some weird PowerPoint something or other. He's got all these colored symbols.
Do not step in front of Robbie when he gets an idea.
My God, he is working overtime to make a nice ginger ale display for Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday. She loves her ginger ale.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lego for me, building these displays. It's fun, so... If you do have ginger ale, bring it on by.
Okay.
Bring it on by.
Saturday is the birthday.
Yeah. Beaumont, text message from Beaumont saying, hey, when are you coming to Beaumont? The full list is at kiss917.com, but May 15th, we will be pitting Beaumont against Fort Saskatchewan.
Ooh.
Right?
I'm so excited for that one.
So that will be quite the battle. The battle of up there against down there.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I like that.
Robbie, really quickly, Dylan, here it is. We've got some breaking news here to get to. Let's do this here. So Megan has been trying to get a hold of somebody whom we believe might be the cause of the loss yesterday. We're trying to
pin
it down. We thought first it was me because I took my jersey off to shower before overtime started.
Right.
But then we found out Megan. Robbie, did you hear this, what Megan did? The hijinks?
Hey!
The
ginger
absolute.
Ale.
Oh, Robbie's got some ginger ale.
Too many cans of ginger ale. Thank you. That'll work.
Okay. Megan posted an Oilers thing on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram with La Bamba playing in the background during the game.
Not supposed to
Megan.
Do that, Megan.
Absolute superstitious violation right there. But now we've gotten this message from DJ Johnny Infamous.
Okay.
Johnny Infamous has played detective, and he's putting his hand up saying, I might be part of the problem.
Yeah.
Johnny Infamous writes, we tried to get him on hold, but he doesn't want a violent tongue lashing from us.
It's all good.
He did it?
He says, here are the two reasons for the loss last night, okay? Three reasons. One, Brett Kissel could be responsible.
Okay.
Apparently the last
what did he do?
Last time he sang the Star Spangled Banner, the Oilers lost a playoff game. Is that right?
Mm.
Can anybody verify that? Is that true?
There was someone
Doesn't he do it like every game?
That's what I thought, but I don't know. So that's one hypothesis. The other is DJ Johnny Infamous. He's owning this one. I played Robbie's playoff song on Monday night in the Moss Pit, but I did not play it last night.
What the heck?
There it is.
That could be.
He didn't play it last night.
Yeah, because Louise texted in earlier and said, last year when Brett Kissel sang the national anthem, we lost. I blame it on him.
Get this guy out of here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is he the problem?
Dylan, he can't be the solution.
I'd rather it be him than me.
Speaking of the national anthems, that guy that sings the opera guy that sings from in the crowd there, what's his
Robert
name?
Clark.
That's his name, right.
Yeah.
We were asking, my son and Coral and I were talking, watching the game last night, does he get those seats for free, or is he a season ticket holder and they just hand him a microphone and say, would you mind doing us a favor?
No, he comes into the crowd.
Into the crowd?
Yeah, he's their singer.
Because I was wondering, are those his seats that he had last night?
No.
Because for the guy that sings the national anthem for every game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he just goes.
Find a better seat for him.
I think they just go into the crowd.
He's just up in the. Okay. I wasn't sure if that's like they hand him a microphone and they're like, hey, you mind doing this again for
while
us?
You're sitting there?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Sitting there. Oh, wow, you have a beautiful voice. What a coincidence.
Yeah, no, I think that's planned.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton,
a Rogers radio station.
Kiss 91.7.
Gotta let them know. Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Hey. Start this morning with the citywide 50-50.
That's where you want to start here?
Yeah,
okay,
please.
Citywide 50-50, your chance to win something nifty.
It's underway. This is the very first week. Half the jackpot going to Kids Sport Alberta. Half of it could go to you.
Yeah.
Jackpot, when we started this morning, was at an all-time high for 2 days in.
Mm-hmm.
$10,420.
But it's not that anymore, is it, Dylan?
No. Last time we talked to Katie, she was at $490. She is just south of the White Mud on Calgary Trail at the A&W. She's collecting ginger ale for Grandma Rosie. She's also collecting $5 at a time for you to grab yourself a 50-50 ticket.
How's this ginger ale collection for Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday? How's it shaping up?
We're a little short because Robbie keeps changing the plan.
Okay.
Because he wants it bigger and bigger and bigger.
He's hijacked this entire sweet gesture that you've planned for your girlfriend's grandmother's 90th birthday.
So everything's ready to go. Megan's got the audio ready to go for tomorrow. For Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's ready to go except the ginger ale. Kind of the important part.
Because Robbie wants to stack this ginger ale in a display, not unlike you would see in the grocery store, like Go Oilers Go or
right.
something.
Right. Yeah. And so he wants it to say 90 and or Rosie.
Right.
And he's busy.
Need a lot of cases of ginger ale to do that, by the
way. He's busy behind the scenes working, so we're just trying to get as many ginger ales as we can. It's going to be a special, special time.
This is Katie on the phone, selling citywide 50-50 tickets.
Hi, guys.
Katie, your total you gave us last hour, it was rotten and awful, and it better have gone up, or we've got problems.
What
do we have right now, Katie?
Okay, well, I have two people waiting around to hear their Big Brown shout-out.
Yeah.
Can I do that first?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Big Brown, but Big Brown, someone threw one down. Big Brown, someone threw one down.
Big Brown, yeah.
All right, I want to give a big shout out to Monica and Carmel, like the candy.
Oh, nice.
Was it a $100 bill or was it a tap for $100?
Well, Carmel was a $100 bill. But Monica bought 25 and then knew we were struggling, so she bought another 75.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Was it a $100 bill?
Oh, for the love of God.
No, there was so Monica tapped.
It's not
Carmel
called
had a $100 bill.
A bunch of big blues and purples and whatever you can find at your house. It's called Big Brown.
This is why we can't be successful. You stand in our way.
Too many rules.
Stand in our way.
Yeah, I do.
Every time.
Katie, what is the number you're at?
We are at $845.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll get over $1,000. There's another hour and a half to go see Katie. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, love you. See you
remember,
later.
Robbie is in Capilano, 50th Street and 101st Ave. You can see Robbie this morning as well. Get your ticket. Drop
sure
off some
is.
Ginger ale. Kiss917.com. All the locations and all the details for the month and the month of May. We will do the final draw on the 24th. But there are two early bird draws that you want to be part of. The 10th,
mm-hmm.
you can win a $1,000 gift certificate to Mr. Lube if you get your ticket before the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And the 17th, if you get your tickets before the 17th of May, a Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300 could be yours.
Back to this display, this Grandma Rosie display of the ginger ale. Just a question out of curiosity.
Please.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Right? When you walk into those grocery stores that spend what I can only imagine is an inordinate amount of time.
Yeah.
Inordinate. Which would be an inordained amount of time. It's an inordinate amount of time setting up that Go Oilers Go or whatever it might be, right? Save on Foods does this a lot. What's the one that everybody loves? It's the slowest grocery store in town?
Sobeys? Yeah.
Okay, they
Belmont,
do this. So
is
Belmont
it?
Sobeys. So they do this a lot, right? Are you the worst person in the world if you take one of those to buy?
Yes.
I want to take one right out the middle.
Right?
Yeah.
Like we all want to take one, right? But you're the worst, are you not?
You aren't helping somebody. You've upset somebody, and especially...
Even if it's from the side, if you're doing anything that, like, ruins the symmetry of the pop can display, just do the right human thing and take it from the side stack, right?
Yeah. Don't ruin the Go and the Oilers and or the Go.
However,
mm-hmm.
you've got a barbecue.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to have a nice barbecue this week. Perhaps you're watching the Oilers game on Sunday, having everybody over. And they'll stay late, damn it, because that game doesn't start till 8. Is it 8:30 on Sunday?
Unfortunately.
Those buggers.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you're in a rush, and they're low on pop at the display. Your only chance to get your case of Pepsi or whatever is to take it from the Go Oilers Go display.
Yeah, you have to. Then.
You do it.
Yeah. If you're having a party, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
They
of course.
They worked so hard on that.
They do want to, they're at the end of the day, they're a store that want to make sales.
Do you go into the store, into the pop aisle to check first?
Yes.
Or are you like, okay, I'm here, I'm just taking this one. No.
You check the aisle.
Okay.
If there's nothing in the aisle,
yeah.
You might even ask someone walking around going like, hey, I don't really want to direct the display, but I'm gonna.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything else. Do you have anything in the back?
Oh. Would you feel bad?
Apparently, someone texting, I've never heard this before, but they are empty boxes in the display.
Get out!
What?
That's what someone just texted.
You I don't know. Totally could have done that for Grandma Rosie. She's thinking under the difference. She's 90.
They could have just gotten recycles.
Yeah, no, we want real.
They can't. No, they're not empty boxes.
Okay,
they'd blow off the. I just read the text. I'm not there. I am going to a Sobeys or a Save-On, and I am running full tilt at that wall.
Wouldn't that
and
be
if
fun?
They're not empty, you're in trouble.
Oh boy,
because I am gonna have a headache.
Oh boy, don't do that. It's not a suggestion to do that.
Yep.
You can get your 50-50 tickets this morning. It's the final time we do it this week, and then we'll be back at it again next week.
Right.
Alberta government released the most popular baby names in the province for 2023.
I love it.
Top five girls' names. Number five, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Emma.
Number four, Charlotte. Mm. Number three is Sophia.
Mm.
Number two, Amelia. And number one for 11 consecutive years,
Ava.
Olivia.
Olivia, yeah, sorry.
Ava
Olivia.
Comes in at number nine.
Nine, okay, yeah.
Top 10 boys' names for 2023.
I bet you Steve won't be on there. Gone it's are not. The days of the good old Steve, huh?
Really true.
Or Frank.
Brian, we have a Brian.
Brian's not on there. Frank is not on there. We have Jack coming in at number five.
Jack.
Theodore at number four.
Theodore.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
Little Theo for short.
Yeah.
I like that. Number three is Oliver.
Okay.
Number two is Liam. And yeah. Number one.
Lots of Liams.
Noah.
Noah.
Lots of olives.
Yeah. Text message just came in. They aren't empty boxes. I used to build them.
Oh.
Yeah, because how would they be? If they were empty, you'd put one on top of the other, and then it would shake a little bit. You know what I mean?
Text message just came in.
Yeah.
Yes, they are empty.
Oh, boy. We've got a real
back and forth.
Test.
And then there's another.
Uh-huh.
The boxes are not empty.
Oh, but what are we going to do, you guys? This is something I need to know now.
Yeah.
I just need to know it. Perhaps some places do it differently than others.
I mean, that is an option.
I also want to know who comes up with the designs. Because I feel like
it
would be head office of the grocery store or head office of the soda pop company.
No.
Like, does Pepsi give you like a little, like a binder? And it's like, okay, this is your Go Oilers.
Ooh,
go.
Coke is usually empty. Pepsi is not.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow.
Because Pepsi's better.
I'm 2 minutes away from a Save-On Foods. I'm checking the boxes.
Please do. And text us the minute you get there, please.
Thank you.
No, we want you live. We will interrupt everything to get that live.
Rick,
thank you.
We're calling you.
You bet we are.
Oilers last night.
I'm going to hit the wrong button. Hold on. There we go. There we go.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports! A text message asks the question, did Pepper forget his meds today?
Yes,
all week.
You know,
there are a lot of people right now, if you ask them that question, they'd take exception to that. I won't. Because you know what, Dylan? I'm proud of the fact that I'm incredibly medicated. And you should be too. Here's what happened. I took extra.
That's twice this week, and it's crazy.
Yeah. I forgot. And I was like, wait, did I take that? Because if I don't take it, you don't want the guy that doesn't take them.
Right.
You want the guy that takes too many.
Really?
The guy that takes too many might be a lot, but at least you'll have a job tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that doesn't take enough... Wow. Son of a bang! Son of a boom! You don't want that guy, okay? You do not want that guy.
No, we do not.
Yeah.
Oh. Oilers, they played. They didn't do what we needed them to do. They lost in overtime. 5-4 and an overtime loss. Oh, my goodness. So that was game two. The series is now tied 1-1 as they head to L.A. for two games. The next game happens tomorrow night. It's an 8:30 start, but at least it's a Friday. It is now a best of five as the Oilers head out on the road.
Did you notice the sparkly sleeves on the Kings jerseys?
No.
Yeah, they got a sparkly sleeve.
I got a squint. Yeah. I need to fix my glasses. Something's up with them.
They've got a fella on the LA Kings. He goes by the name Sergei Kopitar.
Okay.
Oh.
Sergei Kopitar. He's good. I think he had something to do with the overtime goal last night, I think.
No. Yeah.
He looks like he's dead.
What?
He's very pale.
Isn't his name Anze? Andre?
Oh, it's not Sergei? I don't know.
I don't
Kopitar
think so.
Is his name. Whatever. You know what? He looks like he's got perennial flu. He's very pale. I'm worried about him. And he lives in L.A.
That's so mean.
He's very pale looking. I thought, oh, he must be sick. Apparently, that's how he always looks.
What's his name? Anzi?
It's like, I think it's pronounced like Andre Kopitar.
Yes, like I said, Sergey.
No, you didn't say it right.
That's so mean to hear. What if he has some sort of liver problem?
I don't know, but he might be. I just noticed that yesterday. Like, it looks like he was, like, had the flu or something. And apparently that's just how he looks.
Wow. If you're waking up, because he would be, in this city and hearing the local radio.
Get out of our town.
Oh.
Guys say that you, yeah. Oh, man.
I hope the whole team gets the flu.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I hope. It's going around. Good.
All right, those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you very much, Dylan.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We now go live to the Pepper and Dylan news desk. Hang on a second.
It's a bit of a hike you gotta go on, hey?
I'm at the news desk.
Oh, perfect.
I'm over here.
That is good to know.
We have a field reporter who's about to bring us some breaking news. It's Rebecca, correct, Megan?
Yes.
Good morning, Rebecca. Where are you right now?
Good morning, everyone. I'm in a Tim Hortons drive-thru, of course.
Oh, okay. Perfect. This might not be the breaking news we're looking for. Okay. What is your breaking news, Rebecca?
It is. I work for the world's largest retailer, and we actually have vendors. Every company, like Pepsi, your Tips, your Pop, those kind of things, they are brought in by the PepsiCo by Coke, and they have representatives that come in and set up those displays. So they were right when they said Coke usually is full, they're usually full, or sorry, opposite. Pepsi's usually full, and the Coke ones are empty.
Interesting.
Because Pepsi is a far superior company who is more environmentally responsible, I would say.
Sounds like somebody who might work for Pepsi. I don't know.
I don't work for Pepsi, but I definitely prefer it.
Okay. I do, too. Here's how it works. This is how my cola life works, okay? A can of Pepsi, perfect.
Okay.
Exactly.
However, a cup of fountain pop from, like, the movie theater with ice in it?
Yeah.
Coke.
Oh.
That's how I operate. Really? I can't explain it, but that's how I roll.
I would imagine that Coke is the universal winner, though, right? People prefer Coke. No one ever is having a Ryan Pepsi.
That's true. You very rarely hear somebody order that. I've never been a bartender, but I think it would be rare that somebody walks up to the bartender and says, "Hello, good sir. Might I please have a Ryan Pepsi?"
No one's saying it.
Yeah.
It's a Ryan Coke.
But when they make those displays, the Go Oilers Go or Merry Christmas or whatever it might be, Coke cases are full, Pepsi cases are empty?
No, opposite.
Opposite.
Pepsi cases are full, Coke empty.
Cases are empty. Yes. And all of those designs are supplied by the beverage companies, not the grocery stores.
Exactly. And they have a representative that sets them up.
Okay, so the staff at the Sobeys or whatever have nothing to do with those displays?
Exactly, yeah. They don't even know they're coming, generally.
Look at that. Just a blindsided pop display, Dylan.
This is good to know. Yeah. Thank you very much for taking moments out of your morning to make sure that we knew this.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Appreciate you.
Hang on one more. I just want to make sure I've got it. Cokes are full. Pepsis are empty.
Pepsi's empty, Coke's full.
Pepsi's empty, Coke's full.
No, you're right. Sorry, you're right.
Coke's are full, Pepsi's are empty.
Yes.
Remember it this way, because Pepsi can't keep them in stock.
No, that's
They're
not true.
Good.
Pepsi tastes like
There's
chemical.
So much cocoa.
Oh, Pepsi does not taste like chemical.
Yeah, vitamin P. Nothing like a good vitamin P.
Just for some reason it has a chemical that just tastes more chemically.
Sounds like a personal problem. Love you.
Okay, so there is that care. Good enough of an answer, or do we still need more?
No, I mean that sounded pretty good. How do we know?
Well, I think the only way to know for sure is to run full speed into a mountain full of cases of pop and see if you knock the boxes over, then you've got your answer. If the boxes knock you over, then you've got your answer.
To me,
that seems the logical conclusion, Dylan. I can't think of any other explanation on how to solve this.
You are welcome to try it.
Okay, I might.
I just assume, though, that like for the Oilers colors, they're going to be using Pepsi. And
well, they'd use Pepsi and Orange Crush. And white,
right.
glue probably cases of glue.
I don't know.
Elmer's glue.
No, it seems what like
it would
a
be
lot.
White. White would be.
It's really good.
Diet Pepsi, I guess. Right?
Sure.
Your diets are always in a white box.
Are they?
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
I don't know.
It's never been anything else, Dylan.
Yeah. Perfect.
So we've got your answer. We're good. We're happy with that now.
As far, you know,
we can move forward.
Let's try.
An hour and 15 minutes left to get your citywide 50-50 tickets. Robbie is in Capilano at an A&W selling 50-50 tickets. Katie is at an A&W on Calgary Trail and White Mud selling 50-50 tickets. We're on a 2-day. Oh, what? Hang on.
What's happened?
It's my alarm. It's my I'm Too Sexy alarm.
What is this?
This is my reminder to talk about Hugh Jackman.
Oh, my God.
Remember yesterday when I said we're not talking about Hugh Jackman enough?
You actually?
I set an alarm to remind me to always say something positive about Hugh Jackman.
And I'm Too Sexy was just in your phone?
Yeah.
I love Hugh Jackman.
There it is. That's my Hugh Jackman alarm.
Okay.
Everybody, take a minute. And you don't even have to let us know. Just stop for a minute and think something positive about Hugh Jackman.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Just breathe for a second. Just take a couple breaths. Just slow down for 2 seconds. I just feel like I'm on drugs this morning sitting next to you.
Am I too much today?
It's a lot. Just
imagine living with me.
I couldn't for the life of me. Okay, here, just take 3 big breaths.
Okay.
In through your nose, out through your mouth. There's one. In through your nose, out through your mouth.
He's a real charming guy, Dylan.
He is. In through your nose, out through.
Everybody needs more Hugh Jackman in their life.
I would, yes.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
We've got Rick on the phone. Rick's got some bad news.
What kind of bad news is Rick?
It's not the news we were hoping for. Rick, what's got you? You were just at the Save On Foods, Rick?
Save On Foods, 91st Ellerslie. Does not have a display.
What no kind of Save On Foods is this?
They don't have the Stanley Cup playoff pop display. Nah. They don't have a Go Oilers Go where they spell it out of pop can cases. Nothing like that.
No. Well, but they did have cookies for a buck off.
That's pretty
good. Cool. Hey.
Not bad at all.
Buck off.
When
really?
Is
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice that's job. A good deal. Okay. So we're none the wiser. All we've got is somebody who I think worked for Pepsi. They were a mole of some sort, I think. And that says Pepsi cases are usually empty. Coke cases are usually full when it comes to those fancy displays at the front of the store.
Right.
But we have no hands-on witness experience yet.
Well, they said they worked with the companies.
Yeah. I know.
Major I think.
I wanted Rick to run headfirst into the display to figure out if it was full, if they were full of cans or not. We've also got empty boxes that are glued together.
Okay.
And stacked that way.
Smart.
I don't know. But Rick, you didn't help us at all. Rick.
Yeah, but thank you, Rick, for going in.
Did.
And enjoy those cookies.
Sobeys is 5 minutes away from me. I'm stopping there on my way to work. I'm going to check that one, too.
Please do. Rick. I want you driving around the entire city until you find one for us. Okay, Rick? Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. See you later there, Rick. Okay. All right.
That's nice.
Okay.
That's really kind of Rick.
We'll see if Sobeys has an answer coming up. And,
It's Pepper and Dylan's Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
Jamie's messaging in. Her and I have messaged before. Although I'm jumping to a conclusion, because Jamie can be a boy.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm sorry that I did that, Jamie. But I think it doesn't matter. Her and I have messaged before because we're both on the same medication cocktail.
Okay.
And she says, Pepper, I forgot my Vyvanse today. I'm a mess. I took so many of them.
Yeah,
I took all month's worth by accident today.
I thought they had a shortage on Vyvanse.
Is there a shortage?
Are you the reason?
Might be.
Oh, no.
I took extra today because I thought I was going to need it.
Hi, Gabby.
It's hard managing these amphetamines, Dylan. You know?
I miss you.
Hi, Robbie.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Citywide 50-50. Sounds a buzz over there in Capilano at the A&W.
We're getting visits from pups. It's been good.
From pups?
From puppies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Maggie and Cubby came by, and it was glorious.
Did they buy any tickets?
They're humans did, yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Doesn't know their names.
Yeah. The humans did, yes.
Katie's on Calgary Trail. We just spoke with her. Calgary Trail and White Mud at the A&W. You can see her until 10 o'clock. Robbie right now at Capilano, like on the, you know, where that whole mall is there.
Yeah, it's kind of close to the mall. Yeah.
Like across the street, isn't it?
Yeah, see a kitty corner to the mall.
Kitty corner. No one knows what kitty corner is.
Isn't that the
What's
opposite
kitty corner? What's kitty
diagonal?
Yeah,
and across.
Why don't we just say diagonal?
Because kitty corner sounds fun.
Where did kitty, Megan look up where the expression kitty corner came from?
Oh, okay.
Is it kitty like K-I-T-T-Y? Like, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I think it's
K-I-T-T-Y.
Or kitty, like, hey, little kitties.
The term kitty corner.
Here we go.
Cats. Yeah. Instead, it stems from the expression cater corner, which is derived from quatre, the French word for four. The term was used to describe the way dots are placed on a dice positioned at number four diagonally from one another.
Wow. Did not know that.
That is way out there. Okay. So, Robbie, what's the total with the 50-50 right now?
We're closing in on $1,100.
Okay.
What was Katie at over there on the south side?
Last time we talked to Katie, $845.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
She should be over $1,000 right now.
And not you're where, today. Robbie?
We're about $1,100.
Okay, well, okay. That's pretty good. We started the day over $10,000. That's the highest we've ever started a third day in the citywide 50-50. So if you purchased your tickets on either a Tuesday or Wednesday, thank you very much for getting us off to such a great start. Go and see Robbie until 10 o'clock at the Capilano. And don't forget to bring ginger ale.
Please.
For Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday on Saturday. She got ripped off of a year's supply of ginger ale she won back in 1960. They never delivered the ginger ale. Mm-hmm. So Dylan is making good on that promise.
Heck yeah, the whole city's coming together, and it's just gonna melt her heart.
We've got hundreds of cases of ginger ale that you're gonna give her.
That's the plan. Robbie's got it all mapped out in his head.
Now, I've got the design ready to go.
The design, like a big 90 stacked out of like diet and regular Canada Dry ginger ales. That's the idea.
Yeah, it'll look good. It'll look good, I think.
And Megan's going to go there. You're going to have a videographer for the whole birthday celebration.
No, I'll be there. I'll get a video of it.
Okay, so we get to see all this happen. Is just out of curiosity with Grandma Rosie celebrating her 90th birthday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Is she the type of woman, you know, a lot of seniors? They get to a point at that age where they're like, you know what? I'm not holding back anymore. I'm going to speak my mind. You know, they say what they're feeling.
Okay.
Right? They've learned at this golden age. Yeah. They're like, there's no sense bottling things up anymore. I'm going to let them know how I feel.
Yeah.
Do you think you might get a little honesty that you're not looking for from Grandma Rosie?
Very possible.
What the hell am I going to do with all this ginger ale?
100%.
Have you seen the size of my apartment in the senior center? I can't fit all this ginger ale in here.
Most of the planning that's gone into this whole big ginger ale fiasco for Grandma Rosie has been me planning on how to manage her expectations.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have plans for where the ginger ale is going afterwards.
Okay, good idea.
I have plans for or when she's not going to be happy and or surprised.
Okay.
I have plans for everything, but most of my planning's gone into her not enjoying what's happening.
What is your concern?
Well, my concern
is this is going to be in front of all of her family. Does the entire family, all the people that are going to be celebrating this rather intimate family get together, do they all know the ginger ale story that she won a contest in the 60s and never got her ginger ale?
All the kids do because they wanted it, right? Okay. She has four kids. They wanted it. They didn't get it. So they all know the story behind it. This is how it's going to happen.
Okay.
We're having the party.
Yeah.
They're all going to be inside. They're going to finish up dinner. As they're finishing up dinner, Robbie and I are going to be outside stacking the
making the display, making it look good.
Okay.
So right before it's done, I'm going to call my girlfriend.
Okay.
I say, now's the time. She's going to play a 3-minute piece of audio that Megan put together of us talking about it and all the people that got involved. Then they're going to bring everyone upstairs. And we're going to present her with all the ginger ale, to which I imagine she's going to swear and be mad about it.
Okay. As long as you're prepared.
And she'll be like, what the heck am I going to do with all this? Then the plan is that everyone at the party gets to take home some ginger ale.
Okay.
Any remaining ginger ale we're going to give away at the sidewalk sale.
Okay. There. So we do have a contingency plan.
Yeah. Nice. So everyone can have a little celebratory drink with Grandma Rosie.
I'm just looking at the forecast because I did see that there is some rain in the forecast coming, but not until Sunday. Not until Sunday night. God. Okay. So you should be clear of that, hopefully, or else this whole thing goes to pot.
Yeah, it would be a real bad.
Which is probably why Robbie's there.
Just in case.
Okay, Robbie, go sell some more tickets. You've got 1 hour left for the citywide 50-50, okay?
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're giving away or selling citywide 50-50 tickets. We're hoping for another great day. First day was a record for first day sales. Yesterday, we helped set a record for the highest 2-day sales ever with the citywide 50-50, and we're hoping we'll have the highest 3-day sales. But honestly, Dylan, I don't know if we've ever tracked that before, so I don't know.
No, we don't go in normally.
We're hoping to do that. But you have to hang on a second, Robbie, if you don't mind, before we get an update on the total and citywide 50-50. Grand prize draw May 24th. Half of it goes to
kids' sport. Half of it goes to you. Early bird on May 10th, early bird on May 17th. We'll do it till 10 o'clock here, so another 15 minutes. Robbie's at the Capilano A&W. Hang on, because Dylan wants to pick a fight with an audience member.
Dylan!
Well, he doesn't even want to pick a fight. He actually wants to hear the audience member admit that he was wrong
and that Dylan
was right. He just won't get off of it.
We get so many text messages in a day.
Yeah.
There's lots of things that we say that are wrong. And then we come back on and we're like, sorry, my bad, or I screwed up.
Yeah.
And then we move on.
Yeah.
Someone texted me to say that I was wrong this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have checked so many times I'm positive I'm right. So I messaged them back, but now they're hiding.
Yep. He wants an apology.
Okay.
An apology for not being wrong.
Get him, Dylan.
Thanks.
So hang on, Robbie. We'll come back to you here. We're going to call live this person that said you were wrong, Dylan.
Well, yeah, because.
What are you looking for? I'm sorry.
I just want a response.
You just like a you were right, right? You just want to win this argument?
We could.
You must be fun to have a relationship with.
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the night, the game for the Oilers happens at 8:30, to which we got a text that says, Dylan, the game is at 8, LOL. To which I just put back tomorrow, ?
The number you have called cannot be...
No, hang on. That might be me not dialing properly.
I said a follow-up ? Because I genuinely, when I screw up, I want to make sure that I'm not wrong.
Not with me. Normally, you just demand that you're right.
No, I'm always right with you.
Okay, that's how that works. Okay.
This is the problem.
So you said the game was at 8:30 tomorrow.
They said it was at 8. So I went on a panic going through everything, trying to look. I'm like, oh, man, I screwed up. I got to make right on this immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
There you go. There you go, Dylan.
Julian, what time's the game tomorrow?
8:30.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
You looked into it a little further, did you, Julian?
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Hey, no worries. Love you, buddy.
You feel good about that, Dylan?
Yeah.
Nice and good about being so petty, don't you?
Julian and I are besties now.
Way to admit that you were wrong, Julian. We need more people like you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Julian. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks so much.
Take care, buddy.
See you later.
It's Pepper and Dylan, citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
That's nice. Julian's a good guy.
I gotta be honest with you. Not many radio shows are to do that.
What?
Nope.
Demand an apology from their audience. Yeah. It's not, but you know you're right, because oftentimes we'll get into the audience demanding an apology from us.
And we screw up all the time.
Fair's fair.
Julian took it, and I like Julian. I like Julian 10 times more than I did earlier.
Okay, Robbie, let's wrap it up here. A few more minutes to go and see Robbie. We're trying to set a 3-day record. We started the morning this morning after only 2 days at a jackpot of $10,420. Obviously, it's going to grow and grow and grow over the next month. But, Robbie, you are at Capilano A&W for the next few minutes selling 50-50 tickets. Robbie? Hi, Robbie?
Is he there? Or is he on hold?
Robbie?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, sorry, I muted you because you had me on hold for so long.
Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Not bad.
Where are you at? Where
the
are you
mute
at?
Button?
So we got about 10 more minutes here, but we're sitting at $1,570.
Okay. What do you mean 10 more minutes? What are you, Jeff? It's 9:48. Yeah. You've got 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
I was rounding down. I'm sorry.
Cut this sucker short. And they were at what? Katie was at around
1,285 last time we talked to her.
But there was a big line.
Yeah. Things are looking up.
Pretty good. I do want to get the Big Brown shout out right now, just because I've been neglecting them.
Definitely. Okay. Let's hit it. Here we go.
Big Brown. Someone threw one down. Big Brown. Big Brown, yeah.
All right, Big Brown shout-outs, Robbie. Who do
all right,
you have?
We got Jennifer. We've got Inland Property Management, Cindy Danielle, and another shout-out to Wayward Industries here in the Capilano.
We sit right now from this morning. This isn't including the latest from Katie, but the latest from Robbie, $13,275.
I think that's
outstanding.
Reason to believe with the 11 minutes left, we could hit 15,000?
We could.
Wait.
Let's do it, everybody. No. We have 11 minutes left.
14,000. Wow. 15 sounds lofty, but that's still pretty good. Thank you, everybody, for your support this week. Robbie,
yes.
Don't forget, tomorrow you have a wall to punch.
I know. I'm getting ready.
The very first punch of the playoff stress wall.
Wow.
Yes.
Where that game two sign is. Robbie's going to punch his hand right through that thing right there. Okay.
So I'm doing it for everybody. Everyone, it's a collective frustration thing.
Okay. See you tomorrow there, Robbie. Thank you for
working
so hard. And thanks to Katie, too, who should be here in a matter of minutes. She is wrapping up selling 50-50 tickets at White Mud and Calgary Trail, A&W, hosting us all throughout the month. If you want a complete list of where we are, go to kiss917.com. The next time we sell tickets will be on Tuesday.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And we'll be just off Kingsway Avenue, and we'll also be on White Avenue on Tuesday.
I like it.
At A&W, selling 50-50 tickets. Okay, good-looking grand prize so far, and we're only a week in. Thank you to everybody who purchased tickets. $20,000 sound at 11 o'clock. Another code word. If nobody claims it today, nobody gets the sound right, that sound, we're playing it every hour tomorrow. Every single hour.
From 8 till 6.
From 8 till 6. Dylan.
Yes.
Any final thoughts?
Yes. A bologna slice is basically just a flattened hot dog. Enjoy it and have a wonderful day.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.